Richard. This is Joe from Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. I'm in building 3. I'm going to walk very fast.
Okay, sounds good.
Over to her office.
How many buildings? You have 3 buildings?
Really, we were looking for a couple $100,000.
Okay.
And we were looking, but we don't even, I know she's still not all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just wondering, if you mean the interest rate's over 4.5, then we're not going to do it anyways. I mean, I don't know what the interest rate is, and can you tell me what the interest rate is?
I can't tell you right now because I don't have a lot of information.
Okay.
So I can't really give you an interest rate right off the bat like that.
Right.
What do you guys?
Obviously, it's just something we would consider if the interest rate were good. That's all.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't want to buy something if it's expensive either.
So, hold on. I'm walking. I'm now in her buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Walking up to the offices.
What's her name?
Her name is Sue.
Sue, okay.
Sue Klotz. She's going to fill it all out and send it to you.
Okay.
She's my controller.
Nice.
I didn't know what I was getting into when I answered a call you and asked for an interest rate.
Ah, I see.
But yeah, apparently...
You guys have a big company?
No. But $3.5 million sales here. Hold on one second.
Okay.
It's that place you've been filling out with stuff. I forget her name.
Hello?
Hey, Sue. This is Joe from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. So you have a couple minutes to talk?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So he was mentioning, Richard was mentioning that he was looking for maybe a couple $100,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you guys looking to do?
In the cash flow, our business is expanding and we have to buy raw materials for new business coming in.
Oh, nice.
So we can manufacture, so.
Nice.
Get the product out the door, so.
Okay. So you got a couple of projects coming up?
Yeah.
Nice.
The industrial side is expanding rapidly, so.
Oh, okay. That's good. Are you guys in manufacture only, or you guys do R&D as well?
No, pretty much manufacturing, so.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple information here I have on the business, and then we can go into a little bit more detail. So the company name is Chempace Corp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is that your DBA name as well?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Toledo, we have a couple people that worked here used to live there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, they moved when they were, like, in high school or something like that. Okay, let's see here. And how long have you been in business for?
Since 1968.
Oh, wow. It's a pretty good time. And what's the structure of the company? Is it an LLC, corporation?
It's an Ohio S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And let's see here. Is there a good phone number to reach you at? Or I have a company phone number here at 419-535-0101.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll probably just ask for you if any case, we get disconnected.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So let's go back to the buying inventory and expansion. Do you know ballpark how much those two things would cost you?
Well, Rick's looking for about
$200,000. Okay.
This is target number, I think. So.
Okay, sounds good. And he said the you guys had a gross annual sales around 3.5.
Last year was just under 3.1.
Oh, under 3.1. Mm-hmm. That's why he has you as the CFO. He was overestimating there. Okay, so for our working capital program, we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross sales as a unsecured cash. So based on the $3 million, you definitely can get that $200,000.
Okay.
And then these projects, how soon are they coming up?
Well, it's kind of hard to say because it's automotive. And you know, the way it works is you test your product in one location and then, you know, you do testing in more plants as you expand that. And we've just been approved in several new plants in Michigan.
Oh, nice.
And it's, they're going to start buying, they were buying in totes, which is, 330 gallon containers. And they're going to ramp that up into tanker business, which is 5,000 gallons.
Oh, wow. It's a big jump.
We're going to start, we're looking to start the tanker business. The Terry O'Neill is, he's the 20% owner. He's in charge of that division, and they're expecting within the next 4 to 6 weeks that the tanker business will start.
I see. Okay. 4 to 6 weeks. That's pretty soon. Okay. And the tanker business, do you have to buy, like, I don't really know the, you know, the chemical manufacturing business at all, but do you have to buy, like, new tanks for that or new, transport vehicles to transport all that,
No, the automotive companies send in their own tankers.
I see.
It's our end of it is mainly manufacturing. We manufacture it and then dump it into big holding, mixing holding tanks.
Ah, I see.
And it's pumped from our tanks directly into the company's tanker. Company's tanker, and then they haul it out. So.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. And what kind of chemicals? Just out of curiosity, what kind of chemicals is this?
Cleaners, degreasers, rust preventatives, process cleaners. The automotive parts, the machines that make the automotive parts have to be cleaned every so many parts that run through them to get the chemical residue off of them. And we make the parts washers for that.
Nice. Okay. And as you start this tanker business, it's going to take like the 200 or is it a little bit lower than that?
Well, as I said, it's hard to say because it's, it's not going to come in.
Right.
You know, as the orders come in, we'll be ordering raw materials for the processing.
I see.
To make the stuff. It's
ongoing.
It's ongoing. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. You're definitely expanding then. It's really good. Alrighty. Okay, perfect. And besides working capital, do you need, are you looking for any kind of equipment as well? Or just working capital?
No, just working capital.
Just working capital. Okay, sounds good. And have you had, are you familiar with what a working capital program is like?
No.
Okay, so I can explain it a little bit here. So working capital, it's obviously it's unsecured cash, and you can use it towards anything. So if you need to, use a little bit of it for payroll since you're expanding, you can use it for that. You can use it for expansion. Basically, just gives you the ability to parlay it into anything you need. The structure of it, it's about 3 months to 3 years. So it's a little bit shorter than, let's just say, like a equipment finance loan. But the way it's structured is that so you can buy your, for example, raw material, get your return on investment, and then start a new project.
Okay.
Does that sound like something that will be a good fit?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. Just want to make sure. Okay, so our application is very easy. We just need the one-page app, which I'll send over to you.
Already got that. Somebody named Nick Chapman sent it over.
Oh, he did? Okay.
So we got two different people working on the same thing here?
I guess so. I will. I'll get a hold of him and convene with him and see.
Okay.
We're in the same department,
Okay, because I was just getting ready to email everything back to him. We've got it all filled out, so.
Oh, you did? Okay. When did he give you a call? When did he give you a call a little while ago?
I spoke with him this morning when I first called and inquired.
Oh, I see.
And then he sent it to Rick, who's the owner.
I see. Okay.
Make sure we don't have two.
Yeah.
Miscommunication here. We don't.
Yeah,
to,
I guess
know,
we both got
going on at the same time. So.
Yeah, I think so. It's okay though. I mean, it's basically the same thing that he explained to you. So
okay.
I guess you can just send it back to him since you talked to him first.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just the application, the 6 months of banks, and then the tax return. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've got that. Also, I'll just email that back to him then, and you can. I don't know, get with him or tell him you talked or whatever.
Yeah, I'll get with him and we can talk about it. But we're in the same department,
okay.
So that's no worries.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. And just in case, what's the best email for you?
It's sklotz at chempace.com.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Can you spell that again?
Sklotz as in Tom, Z as in zebra. At Chempace, Chempace,
.com. Okay. Perfect. Sounds good. So I'll get with him, and you could just send it back to him since you talked to him first, and we can work on your file together.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.